Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
Really disappointing for the boys, obviously. What were the words in the rooms, you know, directly after that one? Did you say a few words, or was it mainly Ronnie talking?
Yeah, bear with me. I'm still trying to comprehend what just happened a little bit. But, yeah, Ronnie spoke a lot in the rooms just after the game, just recapping a bit of the game. Probably just didn't win enough moments in the game. We definitely had a crack till the end. Joel O'Dwyer coming off that back line, he definitely could have gone wide to Hosey. I remember being there, but he just went straight up the middle, still gave us a chance to kick a goal right at the end. That shows so much growth from last year. I think where we're at, I think we would have just gone down the line sort of set up. So we talked about just moments in that game we didn't clinch, and then we also just had a bit of recap. I just spoke to Kirsch and I said, mate, you, like, the year you've had, absolutely incredible. You can't just sell yourself on one moment. He was obviously pretty upset with what happened, but, like, he's had the most amazing year. He's just an incredible kid, and he's won more games for us than whatever happened just then. So, there's, yeah, plenty of moments in that game that it come down to, and it's definitely not that. So, pretty hard to take at the moment, but it is what it is, and just celebrate a good year. I think we're probably finished higher than where everyone expected us to, and we've got a lot of really good young players, and credit to Bell Park, they're amazing today as well, so I reckon they could give it a good shake against Newtown next week too.
And just in terms of the two forward lines, I thought probably Bell Park just made the most of their opportunities more than you did, potentially, you know, with the forward entries as well. Obviously, DeGrandi's such a focal point for you, and Jovanovic this year as well, but just didn't quite work today, and to get the people at their feet when you needed it. So that, to me, was a little bit of a difference. Did you feel that too when you were out there playing?
Yeah, definitely, Bertie. I think it's been a little bit of an issue for us for a couple of years now. Just our forward entries, they looked a little bit more dangerous, I think. Like, they had a lot of space going back on the rebound. And, yeah, I think our entries weren't great. We were sort of kicking skinny. We weren't using the fat side. And I think we could have helped each other a lot more in the air going forward. So, something to work on over pre-season. Definitely, we've got a lot of talent down there. It's just putting it together. So,
did you comprehend what had happened?
At the end? Still,
as in, so your emotions would have been, oh, yeah, great, Kirsch has put us in front.
Oh, I thought we won the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought we won the game. I think a lot of players did. But, yeah, I think we're talking to some of the supporters. Yeah, so it's always hard to take, especially when you think you've won the game for about 10 seconds.
when did you sort of go, oh, my God,
I think I was celebrating with someone, and they looked around and had just horrific look on their face, and I was like, oh no, what's happened here? So it is what it is. It's footy, and move on.
Let's talk about some of the good things. I thought James Hose was enormous today. Yeah. He has grown. So I know he's had a broken leg and all that sort of stuff, but it must be great for a player of your calibre to have somebody who's, you can see the growth, yeah, in, like, right next door to you.
Yeah, it's like, he's just, yeah, incredible. Like, the drive he brings with his legs takes a bit of heat off me, and I'm pretty old right now, so I need some younger fellas to take a bit, and he just runs games out all day, like, yeah, still coming off the injury, and he's still running a game out till the end of the fourth quarter. It's quite incredible. Yeah, he's a massive acquisition for us coming from Banno. Great pickup, and he should get more VFL opportunity, I think, but hopefully not for us. Yeah.
And the Ruckman, has he grown like 6 inches,
Eddie,
in the season? My God, he is enormous.
Yeah.
He's huge.
When he had knee surgery, they might have added a little bit of extra to his leg. So
he's going
to
be, like, is he 19 or something? Is he, or 20 or something? He's not that old.
Yeah, he's still pretty young. Yeah, so he's on Geelong's list, but he's a big presence. Still young, so a lot of growth to go there through Eddie. We've got some good resources at Joe's with Streedy and whatnot, so it's excited to see what Eddie can do, because it's really advantageous for us as well in the middle.
We sort of in the game throughout that first half in particular, they sort of took Bell Park took away sort of St Joseph's style of play. Mm. There was hardly any uncontested ball or hardly any outside ball, and they just wanted that contested game. Is that how you feel? You couldn't get the game on your terms?
Yeah, so the first quarter, I think Stat went up on the board and was, they had 30 marks in the first quarter, pretty sure, or second. But that was the focus for us at the start of the game, is try to limit those marks, and it was disappointing to see that we had allowed that many. I'm pretty sure it was the first, because I think we brought back in the second. The wind was a little bit like stronger than it feels here when you're actually out in the middle. Like, it was actually quite hard to move the ball with a little bit of pass. So we sort of needed to focus on forward handball and using it by chain, but we didn't quite do that well enough. We were just kicking long. And I felt like our forwards probably didn't play in front at times. They were amazing contests throughout the day, but I think at times we were just sitting behind our man a little bit, especially when kicking the wind, which was, something we need to work on. But I think they played really well in taking the game. They spread the ground really well, and they sort of open us up by spreading the ground, and then they can open up the middle with a little bit of their pace. So it certainly felt like that, Kirsch.
We felt that watching the ball sort of going inside forward 50 was that last kick. There was probably that not as composed as maybe around the ground.
Yeah.
Lack of composure with that last kick going inside to the forward 50, either too high or just hoping that the bigs would take a mark rather than that lowering their eyes and trying to hit a hit up or look for a spare or whatever it might be. Just that last kick seemed to let down the entries throughout the day.
100%. I think, that's a growth area for us, just hitting that last one. It's always the hardest kick in footy, that last kick, and teams that can do it well are good teams, so that's something we need to work on, and whether that's our mids that need to lower the eyes or even our forwards with their setups, they need to work on trying to create space and for each other, and definitely the mids, we need to start lowering their eyes a little bit more too, so sort of hurts when you're moving the ball and then you give it away. It sort of deflates you when you're getting a lot of opportunities and then it doesn't actually turn out as a scoring opportunity. Their backs defended really well too. I can't remember who was playing on Paddy DeGrandy, but he played pretty well.
Matty Jones.
I thought he played pretty well on him. So,
What does it mean for you, 2027? Have you worked out what you're doing in terms of the coaching role and the like?
I am going to step away from coaching next year. Still be at the club. I've got a bit of a increased workload at work, so something I really enjoyed growth wise for me, it was pretty good, but I found it pretty hard to balance playing, coaching, and workload increasing. But Ronnie and the coaching staff have been amazing, so they always said I could do as much as a little as I wanted to do. I just needed to dip the toe in, so it was really good to have that support and not feel like you weren't, or you always feel like you can do more when you're a coach. It's like having this young group, which is something I really enjoyed. I love helping develop younger players with sharing knowledge and whatnot, so I'll always be around the club and providing that there anyway, regardless of the role.
So we'll see you in the midfield round one next year.
Hopefully. Yep. Hopefully if I get through a pre-season.
Just go forward and take Haynes.
Yeah. I was telling the boys
that will be the handle and hanger today.
Oh, that was a great mark.
Better be, because I haven't gotten off the ground in 29 years.
Well, I think the words were, I didn't think James Gow had that in his kit bag.
Yeah, I don't think Jet Birmingham, he's a warnable lad. Yes. He goes, he got that, like, when I missed the goal, he said, God, that deserved it. I said, oh, you're my step ladder now, mate. So,
I think we called him Stanley the step ladder too.
Gow, we appreciate your time. Commiserations today, like, there are ways to lose, and there are ways to lose, and you've lost in one of the most bizarre games. Probably in 12 months' time or 2 years' time, you look back and go, well, it was fun to be part of a game like that in a bizarre finish, but we understand it hurts right now, but enjoy the pre-season, the off-season, pre-season. We'll see you back here doing it all again in 2027.
Yeah, thanks, Kingy. Thanks, guys. Appreciate your work. You're doing a good job.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Gary. James Gow joining us on K-Rock Footy.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.